Tom Seaman, 9 Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report dated August 10, 2022 on William Solinsky, S-O-L-I-N-S-K-Y. Address is 654 Victorian Park Drive, Chico, California, 95926, phone 707-499-7060. ID is XXX-4601. Date of birth is 4/19/1950. 72-year-old, married, retired forester. Insurance is Anthem MediBlue Access. Pharmacy is CVS. Chico 530-345-9009. It's addressed to 7/19/1950, Mangrove Medical Group, 1040 Mangrove Avenue, Chico, California, 95926-3509. Phone 530-345-0064, fax 530-345-0680. The clinical indication: neurological evaluation with history of cognitive impairment, subparagraph. Recent domicile relocation from the Bay Area to wife's residence here in Chico due to alcoholism with alcohol rehabilitation. Subparagraph, findings of residual features of subdural hematoma. Current medications, Aricept. Acamprosate, chlordiazepoxide. Laboratory findings, elevated liver function studies, reduced BUN, hyponatremia, mild hyperglycemia, vitamin D deficiency malnutrition, macrocytic hypochromic anemia with monocytosis, positive glycohemoglobin 4.6, parenthesis, low value indicates elevated glucose values. Dear Laura Schiff and professional colleagues, thank you for referring William Solinsky. for a neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, William has a history of active alcoholism, where he moved from the Bay Area to be with his family here, undergoing efforts at alcohol rehabilitation. Subparagraph, he has reduced his daily consumption of multiple beers and hard alcohol to 2 beers per day, but has not quite completely discontinued his alcohol. Subparagraph, he held his acamprosate because it was making him weak and dizzy, and that's not surprising since he was still taking alcohol. Subparagraph, this medication is very useful in aborting reinitiation of alcohol by blocking cravings in alcohol addiction. New paragraph. He reports some difficulties with cognitive impairment, validated by his family attending today, mother and sister. That is mother and daughter. He gave an initial history of dyssomnia with multiple nocturnal arousals. New paragraph. His neurological examination today shows that he is alert and oriented, pleasant and appropriate in his conversation and expression without unusual ideation. There's no evidence of a delusional or hallucinatory expression. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. Full extraocular movements, normal vertical and horizontal gaze, no facial asymmetry, sensation preserved, auditory acuity is reversed bilaterally, subparagraph, he needs hearing aids, palate elevates symmetrically, no atrophy deviation, tongue shows no atrophy deviation, Milpati score estimated approximately 3 over 5. No difficulty with speech or swallowing. New paragraph, pseudoclitomaster and trapezius sphincter 5 over 5. New paragraph, motor examination demonstrates relative elderly abiotrophy bilaterally with otherwise preserved proximal and distal strength. Sensory examination is intact. New paragraph, his deep tendon reflexes are normal at the patellar and the Achilles. New paragraph, testing for pathological and primitive reflexes reveals a right palmar-mental response. New paragraph, his ambulatory examination remains fluid. With preserved heel and toe, tandem is ataxic. Romberg's test, however, is unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. Clinical history of active alcoholism in transition with alcohol reduction. Subparagraph, history of adverse reaction to acamprosate due to continued alcohol use. Next paragraph. Findings, clinical history and findings of cognitive impairment, most likely alcohol-related, with some clinical examination findings suggesting mild ataxia, dash, excludes cerebellar degeneration related to alcohol use. New paragraph, dyssomnia with nocturnal arousals and disrupted sleep. Rule out alcohol-related dyssomnia. Rule out obstructive sleep apnea syndrome. Suspected recommendations. William, who has a great deal of support from his family, will be referred for neuroquantitative brain MR imaging studies for dementia evaluation and toxicity from alcohol. New paragraph. Home sleep study will be initiated to exclude suspected sleep apnea. considering referral for in-lab testing if necessary. New paragraph. Additional laboratory studies for evaluation of dementia, anemia. Other neurological associated disorders will be requested. New paragraph today. I had an extended discussion with William, his wife, and daughter regarding his clinical history, the findings, including the fact that there's no sign of Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation for results of his testing for further recommendations and continued treatment. New paragraph today. I encourage him to completely discontinue the alcohol before reinitiating the ecamprosate, which should continue to be effective if taken in the absence period, signed respectively with my professional signature.